A day before the presidential election in Mauritania, the police arrested the leading opposition candidate on Thursday, only to be released without charge. Sarah Simpson reports from the capital Nouakchott that the incident has raised concerns over transparency at Friday's elections. Here is your text in 3, 2, 1. The candidate, Mohamed Kuna Ould Haidala, was held aloft on the balcony of his campaign centre while women ululated and men chanted, "Haidala President, Haidala President," from the terrace below. Mr. Ould Haidala was detained at the National Police Headquarters under the jurisdiction of the political police and questioned, he said, about plans to set up an illegitimate government and stage a coup. The opposition leader said that he had refused to answer the questions that the police had posed him. He rejected the affair as an attempt by the government to discredit his candidacy. Mr. Ould Haidala believed it was the intervention of unnamed foreign governments that asserted pressure on the government of Mauritania to secure his release. He called on the electorate to continue to turn out and observe the opportunity to vote Friday. He said that he would stand by the results of the vote, providing that they were carried out in a proper manner, though he admitted that his own arrest was not in keeping with the spirit of a transparent election. According to Mr. Ould Haidala's son-in-law, Ould Ad Vadel, a dozen armed policemen arrested Mr. Ould Haidala by force Thursday afternoon. Mr. Ould Ad Vadel said that the police entered the house violently and swiftly and grabbed Mr. Ould Haidala by the wrist to take him away. Mr. Ould Haidala is a former head of state who came to power through a coup d'etat and was later deposed by the current president, Muhia Ould Taya, in another coup. Police searched the family home on Tuesday and say they confiscated weapons that could have been used to make trouble after the election. But Mr. Ould Haidala's spokesman says they were just two old hunting rifles. Both of Mr. Ould Haidala's sons were arrested Wednesday. His supporters say the government is trying to slur Mr. Ould Haidala's name ahead of Friday's presidential voting. Sarah Simpson for VOA News, Nouakchott.